Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Have you ever wondered, what is God's plan for me? As a Christian, you will want to make decisions according to God's will. But what happens when you just don't know which way God wants you to go? We are individuals created with unique personalities, abilities, and opportunities. And as such, God has specific plans and desires for each of us. You see, by an intimate relationship with God, believers can discover the plans that He desires to work out in their lives today. Our Heavenly Father designed a unique plan for you before you were even born, and He wants you to pursue it with anticipation and confidence. In this message, titled God's Plan, Evangelist Paul Akwa points us toward the principles from God's Word that establishes the plans of God for us as we seek His will, learn His ways, and engage His purposes. Let's join in.
The first thing God did was to make plan for His creation. He didn't create fish before realizing it needed water to live in and survive. He created water before He created fish. He created land before He created trees and herbs. God planned for His creation at the very beginning of time. God had a plan for your life before He created you. He provided everything we will ever need before we had the need. The Christian needs to live an extraordinary life God designed for us to enjoy. God didn't create Adam and Eve until they got hungry before realizing they needed food to eat. No, He knew that beforehand. He didn't wait until they wanted to breathe and realize they needed some air. God anticipated every need of Adam and Eve and the entire human race. Hallelujah. It changes everything. If you understand that God planned your life and provided everything that you will ever need. Jesus is seated at the Father's right hand, and we are not supposed to be waiting for God to move. God is waiting on us to reach out and receive what is already provided. That doesn't mean you sit down thinking that God's plan will automatically come to pass. There is a part that we have to play. We got to take responsibilities, you know? God has already created the supply before you had the need. That's very important to take note of. There is something God has put in our hand that will release His power. It's important. The Word of God is the seed. It's something we have around us that we can always use. There is nobody who is incapable of overcoming. It doesn't matter how bad your sicknesses are. It doesn't matter how bad your situation or circumstance is. How bad your finances are. How bad your emotional problems are. It doesn't matter what happened to you. God has anticipated your problem and created a supply before you ever had that need. And there is a way for you to turn that situation around, my friend. It's usually beyond our ability to figure out. And that's the reason we need to depend on God. That's the reason why we have the Holy Spirit. That's the reason why we have to cooperate with God. That's why the Holy Spirit is with us to teach us, to direct us, and to show us these things. If you will cooperate with Him, we can overcome anything that the devil throws at us. I'm telling you, my brother, there isn't anything too big for God. So if all of this is true, that God has anticipated your need and has already created the supply, and we just have to respond, why is it that we don't see all the blessings come to pass? That's a good question. People have this concept that God evaluates us on an individual basis. If you don't see the manifestation of God's power in your life, in whatever area, most people just assume that it's God who hasn't released His power. But that's not what the Bible teaches. Let me take you to the very beginning of time when God created the earth and the heavens. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and I read from verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. You see, the first thing God spoke after creating Adam was that he blessed and empowered him to prosper. That's what the verses I read is saying, verse 28. God's plan for man from the very beginning was that he has to prosper. God's plan for mankind, for woman, for everybody from the very beginning of time was that we have to prosper. Another word for bless is to excel, is to increase, is to multiply, is to rise above. That's why he said, "You are the head and not the tail. You are the first and not the last." God wants to prosper you. When God pronounced blessings on Adam, that created entitlement. He was entitled to prosper. He was entitled to increase, to multiply. Be fruitful. Fruitful means conducive to producing in abundance. So here we see at the very beginning of creation, God pronounced his blessings on man and woman. And then he told them to be fruitful, prosper, and cause abundance. Hallelujah. He said live in abundance. And that's a long way from religious tradition, my friend. So you see, this is contrary to those who teach that poverty is a sign of holiness. That's not what the Bible teaches. Every person wants to prosper. Everyone desires to succeed in life. Notice here that at the very beginning, God was pronouncing blessings on mankind. That was God's plan and is still his plan today, which means you are empowered to prosper, to succeed. And he said, be fruitful. It means you are entitled to abundance. That sounds like an extraordinary life. And so we can see the plan of God from the very beginning. God wanted his people to prosper and to enjoy abundance. Even though Adam and Eve blew it, God's plan did not end there. God had a plan to redeem mankind by sending his own son. He bought us back through his shed blood. The Bible says in the book of Galatians that we are redeemed from the curse. Poverty and lack are all curse. Why do you want to be poor when God has redeemed us from poverty? So after God blessed them in verse 28, he said, "This is what is in your hand to enable you to prosper, the seed. You may not have everything you need at the moment, but you are never without the seed that will produce it." Let me repeat. You may not have everything you need at the moment, at this present time, but you are never without the seed that will produce it. You determine your outcome. God gave Adam the ability to determine his own outcome by the seed. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food." So you see, God pronounces blessings on the man. He told him, increase, prosper, multiply, enjoy abundance. And here is how you do it. So God's intention from the very beginning was man will be sustained by the seed he sows, which is what I read in Genesis 1:29. And it's still the same today. So mankind was to have his life sustained by the seeds he sows. To you the seed, it shall be for meat. Another translation says provision. And so God gave man seeds. He said, the blessing is on you. I command you to be fruitful, have abundance, but I am giving you the means whereby you can make it happen. I am giving you seed, and through the seed that you sow, it shall be provision. You don't need to be a farmer to know this, but the more seeds you sow, the greater the harvest you will get. We all know that. God gave Adam the ability to determine his own outcome by the seed. He had the authority. He had the blessings. He had the seed. And with the authority of God on your life, with the blessings of God on your life and seed, you can make it anywhere on this planet. When everyone else is falling by the wayside, you will rise up. You will prosper. You are blessed indeed. Bible says seed time and harvest will never cease as long as the earth remains. So the word is the seed. The word of God is the seed. With the word, you can make it anywhere. You can sow your way out of lack and into abundance. You may not have everything you need at the moment, but you are never without the wisdom that will produce it. Because the Bible says if anyone needs wisdom, they should ask God and he will give it to you. You see? So if you don't have wisdom to do something today, it doesn't mean you are without wisdom to do it. All you do is to go to the throne of grace and ask God for wisdom. If you don't have everything you need today, you are never without the prayer that will produce it. Bible says you do not have because you don't ask. You see, the promises of God are yes and in him, amen. God is faithful and he keeps his promises. His promises will come to pass because he is faithful. Therefore, go to the throne of grace, ask God, use his word. Let's listen to and act on what Jesus is saying in Luke chapter 11, verse 9. He says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. You see? And God is so faithful, his word is truth. We need to be ready for God's blessings. You don't want to get to heaven and God says, let me take you to the warehouse and says, these are all the things you could have while you were on earth, but you did not ask for them. That would be a sad thing to hear, which means we need to keep asking, we need to keep seeking, we need to knock, and it will be open to us. And if you have not trusted God as your Savior, then even what I'm saying here, though he planned for you, but you have denied that plan for your life, so you may have to receive him right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. And he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.